Okay, let's go to Ben Everill. He's with us from the US PGA Tour, and it's the Pebble Beach. I always love this tournament when you watch it because not only have you got your pros, but you get your celebrities. I mean, if this was held in Australia, Quinny,
you'd be fine, Andrew.
You'd be first there. How dare you beat me in a gag like that. Ben, hello to you, and how's it all begun at Pebble Beach?
Oh, it's not so sunny up at Pebble. We've had some rain and wind and pretty ordinary conditions here, but still a beautiful place of the world, the Monterey Peninsula. And, yeah, you know, even in these sort of conditions, we've had places suspended for a little bit now because of the storm coming through. But things are good, and good start by our world number one, Jason Day. Nice two under round, and, as I said, very difficult conditions.
So he was able to get in and out before it all sort of arrived.
Yeah, absolutely. We moved the tee times up an hour this morning because we were anticipating the bad weather. He played at the Monterey Peninsula course this morning out very early, and a two-under round of 69 is actually very good. As I said, in today's conditions, the wind was howling pretty bad at times. Guys have had to use clubs that they would not usually use for certain distances, and, you know, that makes things tough. But, you know, he's in the house. He'll be able to rest up and be able to sort of get over at Spyglass Hill tomorrow, hopefully, and keep things going.
I note there in the players that are still out there and hoping maybe. Well, do you think there are any chance of getting back out for your day one?
There's always hope, but, you know, as I said, it's pretty dismal. It gets pretty dark early because of where we are in the world and the overcast conditions. We'll see how things go. They just have to make sure that there's not too much damage. We had a storm come through during the practice rounds that was pretty heavy, and it knocked down some towers and things. So you just have to wait and see, I suppose.
I was going to say Spieth is 3-under on the 16th. I'm a bit unsure what course he's on, but he's at least starting to show, and I think he did in his last tournament too, that he's sort of warming into 2017.
Yeah, look, Jordan played on the same course that Jason did, that Monterey Peninsula, one of the easier courses of the three, if you will. 3-under through 16, as you said, that's, again, very good in the conditions they've faced. And Jordan and the big names like Jason that are coming to their for the second, third, fourth event, so they'd be starting to hit their straps. They're all obviously thinking about April and Augusta and being ready for that.
And each week now, there's a tournament pick-up towards the Masters, isn't there? I know that you're already starting to look towards next weekend.
Yeah, 100%. We go to LA next week for the Genesis Open. You know, Riviera Country Club, very famous venue. A good one for a few Australians in the past. Robert Allenby won there, Adam Scott's won there. But, yeah, we're heading there with Tiger Woods supposedly making his next start. Obviously, he had the WD over there in the Middle East, but he's supposed to join us. Jason will be there. Adam Scott will be making his American debut for this year. So all the bigger names are starting to come in and get geared up, as you said, towards Augusta in that first week of April.
All right. So we'll monitor the scores to see whether they get back on to complete day one. We'll keep an eye on the scores. Let's hope Jason Day is right there, and maybe we'll be chasing you down on Monday, that final round as it's underway. Ben, we thank you for your time this morning.
No problem, guys. Anytime.
Good on you. Ben Everill there from the US PGA Tour.